How to give off a chill vibe and be less socially awkward in social settings. These are tips for lowering social awkwardness. Here are the five things that you can do to give off a chill vibe during social interaction. If you ever feel like you're being socially awkward or lacking confidence, these are great strategies to fall back on and turn it around. So let's get into it. My first strategy, the thing that you can do is speak slow and low. When you speak more slowly, you sound more calm and collected, like you know what you're talking about. Speaking faster than you need risks your rambling and possibly even going off on a tangent. And a lower pitched voice also shows authority because you're asserting yourself. You are sure about what you're saying. No ifs, ands, or buts. And when you assert yourself, people can't help but respect you. So in this way, you'll also command the attention of the room and earn the listener's respect. Next, be brief. You can be brief without being short with someone. There's a delicate balance that you need to strike here. Your response when asked a question or asked to speak should be long enough to cover the subject, but short enough that it remains interesting and people don't get lost in what you're saying. So in other words, when you respond, you don't need to elaborate or expand unless invited to do so, in which case the listener will ask a follow-up question to invite further discussion. Maybe they want to know more details or more stories for you to share. But when you do, try to be as succinct as possible. Just get to the point. And when you do follow up, give one salient detail as opposed to 10. All right, no random questions. So a savvy communicator is someone who listens well. They don't ask random questions that have nothing to do with the topic being discussed. Someone who gives off a chill vibe is going to ask questions based on what's already being discussed, meaning they let the speaker guide them toward the question they'll ask. And there's no need in asking too personal a question, particularly if you don't know this person very well. If the speaker wants to get more personal and go into TMI territory, don't prevent them, but there's no need to probe them just out of pure curiosity on your part. 4, mirror them. So a cool communicator is attuned to the person with whom they are conversing. They're not just paying attention to what they say, but how they say it, including what they're doing with their body language and facial expressions. So they mirror them in the subtlest of ways. The savviest among us are even able to do this without the speaker ever noticing that they're mirroring them. They're gesticulating vibrantly with their hands, and you're gesticulating vibrantly with your hands. They have a leg crossed one over the other. You have a leg crossed over the other. They're nodding, you're nodding. Mirroring is an effortless way to establish rapport. And when you establish rapport, the speaker has an immediate connection and feels this closeness to you that most of the time they can't even explain what that's about. It's just this bond that they feel without really ever knowing why. And a lot of that is attributed to how much mirroring is taking place to establish that rapport. 5, no blurting. Don't blurt out something that you said out of haste and that you'll end up regretting. So think first and don't be afraid of those pauses and there to be a little bit of silence here and there. That is absolutely a natural part of conversation. You don't need to fill the air fully. Have a little filter as well. You can still be authentic and you can be genuine as you're sharing your thoughts and you speak your mind, but do this in a way that you are really thinking and being deliberate about what you say before you speak. So there it is, the 5 ways to give off a chill vibe and be less socially awkward. Using these 5 communication strategies, you'll lower any modicum of social awkwardness without even having to try that hard. All right, now let's quickly recap. First, you want to speak low and slow. 2, be brief. Don't be curt or rude, but brief, right? You don't need to elaborate or expand unless you're invited to. And in that case, you'll give one detail and not 10. 3, don't ask random questions. Just ask the questions based on what's being discussed already and let the speaker guide you towards the questions that you can pose. 4, mirror them in tone and body language and pacing. And 5, don't blurt out something that you're going to regret. Think first and have a filter. You can be authentic and still genuine, but still speak your mind and think before you speak. All right, so practice these strategies, make them your own, and keep them in your back pocket, making them part of your communication toolkit so that you can use them whenever you choose to. All right, Explorers, that's it for me today. I'd love to hear your own ideas for other ways that you can become less socially awkward in any given social situation and give off that cool vibe. Share that with me and the Explorning community in the comments down below. And if you haven't done so already, subscribe to join our tribe of Explorers so that you never miss a lesson. And feel free to share this lesson with other people who want to level up their communication and social skills. I will see you in the next Explorning lesson. Bye for now and happy Explorning.